It's a review show on the Anfield Wrap. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Ackerton and Sean Rogers to go to the question, the big question around recruitment and recruitment strategy for Liverpool. We obviously have no games to review, so therefore we're going to do a bit of a different slant. We're going to talk about where Liverpool are at, how they've got there, what type of players we think they need, and the big question around the big player, Jude Bellingham. But to start off, I'll go to you, Sean. Three midfielders out of contract in the summer. I think it's not unfair to say you'd be surprised if any of them got a deal at this point. Potentially another forward to replace. I think there's a question here around choice or design in terms of Liverpool getting to this point. What's it predicated on? You know, is it a case of a little bit of not being able to get who they wanted? Now we have a lack of stability in key positions in terms of recruitment, Champions League qualification going forward, all a big factor in this. But how much of this do you think Liverpool have arrived at and how much do you think they plan for?
In terms of getting to this point, I think it's important to go back to 2017, 2018, and I'm sure after we get beat by Real Madrid, it might have been earlier, but I think it's that around that time that Klopp is not shy about saying that both he, FSG, Liverpool Football Club as a group were quite envious of Tottenham and Real Madrid having a collection of players that stuck together for 3 or 4 years. And he was like, we have to do major surgery all the time. So of course you're seeing, even for the different expectations that Tottenham and Real Madrid would have, you're seeing them excel in those expectations because of that. And that's obviously what they want. And especially with this manager, as we've always referenced, it's very much a kind of, these are my boys. Even if that's a year-by-year thing, he'd much rather, I think, let them drop off a cliff than try and preempt where the cliff edge is and move too early. I think he'd rather move a step too late with them, assuming that their loyalty is in there and their performances and everything else has been there. I think another factor has been that they've lost some players that will have been much more important on the training ground and behind the scenes than any of us would, you know, and I'm speculating, but more than what we see on a pitch.